Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Psachim, Samach Tes, and we are on Samach Ches Amabez. We started yesterday Perek Ha'isha. Perek Ha'isha, there are a few Perek Ha'ishas, but this one is in Psachim, the eighth Perek of Perek Ha'isha. Ha'isha, Bizman, Sheba Beis Baila. We learned if a woman has the two Karban Pesach shechted on her behalf, so what is the halacha? Which Karban Pesach does she go with? So it depends if she was a regular married woman, then it goes with her husband. If she went back to the first, on the regel harishon, we'll have to see what that means, then she depends what she wants, tochav makam she rotsa, and then shutfin, and then chesiyev and chesim and chorin, all the different details that we had on yesterday's daf. So we had Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said yesterday, based on the discussion of Mechusri Kapara. So Rabbi Yochanan said that the basis of our Mishnah, the beginning, let's say the first halach of our Mishnah that we mentioned, that a husband can be mafrish and makriv a Karban Pesach on behalf of his wife, right? A person could have the Pesach Shalomi Daita. So the basis of that is Mechusri Kapara, because Rabbi Yochanan said it by the Mechusri Kapara, Zav Yolez Betzara. Either the father could give it for his child, b'no katan, or the husband could give it for his wife, who is a chareshes. Right, that was the maskana on the top of Amud Beis. So mechusri kapara formed the basis for Pesach. Right, that seemed to be what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Elazar, we had these three statements yesterday. One of them was Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said that Shochet pischo shel chaveiro shalomi daito, aval eino mafrisho elami daito. The shechita can be shalomi daito once the designation occurs. Once a person designates his karban, that somebody else can come and shecht it shalomi daito. But he can't be mafrish it elami daito. So the Gemara now is wondering, so how does those two seem to be different? Rabbi Yochanan says you could even be mafrish it shalomi daito. And his basis is mechusri kapara. So if Rabbi Elazar argues on that, then what does he do with the mechusri kapara? So the Gemara says, "Less hada pliga." Three lines from the bottom. "Less hada pliga al Rabbi Elazar." Should we say that these two, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, are against each other? And then you have to figure out what Rabbi Elazar does with the mechusri kapara source. Rabbi Elazar Amar, "Shochet Adam shochet pischol shel chaveiro shalomi daito, avei no mafrisha shalomi daito." Rabbi Yochanan goes farther than Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar only allows the shechita shalomi daito, but not the hafrasha shalomi daito. Rabbi Yochanan says even the hafrasha shalomi daito by Pesach, based on the connection and the limud from Chusrei Kapara. So what's the difference? So Gemara answers, there's a difference between, Rabbi Elazar would say, that there's a difference between Pesach and Mechusrei Kapara. And there's a reason that maybe Mechusrei Kapara could work totally Shalomi Daito, but Pesach not. Shan Yehi Pesach, Shan Yehi Chatas. Right, there's a difference between Pesach and Chatas. Says the Gemara, Pesach l'kishe tagdil ro'ui hu liz kaperbo. Pesach, right, rhetorical. By Pesach, if a katan or a ktana gives a carbon Pesach when it's brought on their behalf. So when they get older, is that going to have any effect on them? Let's say even 6 months later, the child is 12 and a half, and then 6 months later he becomes bar mitzvah. So last year's Pesach, is that going to have any effect for him when he's a gadol? No. No, that's nothing, doesn't help him at all. Chatos l'kishetagdel einaroi l'skaperbo, but let's say a chatos for the mechusre kapara. When the child gets older, does it still have an effect? Yes. Meaning if he brings a mechusre kapara karban when he's a child, so that still has an effect, that he could go into the Beis HaMikdash and eat karbanos when he's a gadol. So you see by the mechusre kapara, there's a precedent, a model of a karban shalomi daito, right? Because when he's considered a katan or tana, he's considered shalomi daito, having an effect for when he's older, but not by Pesach. By Pesach, one has to be, you know, older, and it's not going to affect a Pesach broad. Bekatros is not going to have effect begadlos. So that's what Rabbi Elazar would answer. Don't bring me any rayas. Maybe it's easier to have a model and to learn from Mechusri Kapara, because there it has an effect when he gets older. Unlike the Karban Pesach, which has no effect. How can the Karban Pesach itself be brought by Katan V'Ktana? So that's a discussion in the Gemara. We'll have to maybe get to that in the ninth parak by Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. There's a Rambam that talks about whether you can bring Karban Pesach Rishon when he's a katan, he becomes a ktana, maybe he's pater from Pesach Sheni, but we'll have to get to that in the future prakim. Again, it also because Pesach is all about the family, michsas nefashos, celebrates avos sel abayis, that's why a child might be included, it might not be the regular chovas gavra, which is true by most mitzvos. Okay. Also, b'chusrei kapara, we didn't get into it, but the Rambam has a whole separate section, hilchos b'chusrei kapara, with the four mitzvahs. Right towards the end of Sefer Karbanos. B'chusrei kapara, remember, Karbanos and Avoda, Karbanos. Sefer Karbanos is all about Karbanos of a Yachid. Sefer Avoda is all about Karbanos and Avoda of the Tzibur. And that's why in Avoda you have Tzmidun Musafin, and Psuli HaMukdashin, and Beis HaBechira, and Klei HaMikdash, and Me'ila, right? Those are all having to do with the Korban Tzibur and Tzibur elements of Avoda. Karbanos is all about private Karbanos. Shkagos, mistakes made when you're Chayav Karban Chatas, and but Avodah Shem Kippurim is an Avoda, which is interesting, right? Because that's mostly on behalf of the Tzibur. But here in Karbanos, you have Karban Pesach and Mechusre Kapara. Mechusre Kapara is there. Tmura, right? All of these are all about, private Karbanos. Okay, so says the Gemara now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we had back in the Mishnah, in the second case of the Mishnah, that if a woman is Redufa, if a woman is married, but she's Redufa, to go back to her family on Regel HaRishon, so then the halacha is that she gets to choose. She gets to choose, and we mentioned maybe it relates to Breira, depending how late you understand this, but the Mishnah said, Holcha Regel HaRishon, La Asos Bebeis Avia. So let's remember the Lashon, because the Gemara is going to be Medayik from it. She goes Regel HaRishon to be in her father's house. Then, Shachar Alavia, Shachar Alabayla, Tochal, Mimakam Shirosa. Then she has a choice. So what does it mean the Gemara is going to get into now? Regel Rishon. So Pashav Shah, that just means the first Regel. But the Gemara is going to give a little, different understanding. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Beregel Redufin Shanu. Right? Regel Rishon here means Regel Redufin. What does that mean? The Redufin, where she's running or he's running, somebody's running. Redufin. Ezo Regel Redufin. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Ze Regel Rishon. It means the first Regel, as we understood. But Regel Rishon, Sha'avia Rodfa Lebeis Baila. The Lashon that we have, the Gersa that we have is the father is running after her Lebeis Baila. Maybe that means the father is chasing her to come back from the base baila, then it shouldn't be lit. Maybe the father is running that she comes and he's like, you know, you got married. What are you always coming back here? Now you're independent. Road follow base baila. Others say that it means that a different girsa that we have elsewhere, that she is road follow base baila, that she's still used to being at home for her Yaman Tovim. So the first Yamtiv, she runs back to her house. She goes back to her house, right? And that's how the Pnei Moshe in the middle, medium lines. He redufa leilech lebeis avia. Lahagid shivcha shebeis baila. She runs home to say how great, how she loves being married and how much her husband, gives her covet and loves her. So she runs back the first Yamtiv to tell everybody how great her life is. But either way, the first Yamtiv, that's what it means. The first Yamtiv, she goes back, and that's where we have to figure out whose carpet she connects to, and she has a choice. Says the Gemara, Lo halcha regel harishon, regel hasheni ma'u sheyeaseh regel redufin. What if she didn't go the first yantif? She didn't go the first yantif. She wanted to be home with her husband the first yantif. She goes the second yantif. Do we consider that a regel redufin? Meaning, do we say, well, since she didn't go the first yantif, it must be that she always has her husband in mind. Right, and therefore, even if she goes on the second yantif, and both the father and the husband shecht for her, it's still going to be only the husband. What do we say? No, this is the first yantif back home, and therefore maybe it should be looked at equally again. Maybe it's the father here too. Right, so that's the question. My regal shitty, if she skips the first one, the next line is unclear. Machlokas mafarshim on the page. Is it a question or is it an answer? Let's go first with the Karbana Eda. This is an answer. La olam is the regular redufin. Yeah, she always has. La olam. She always has a regular redufin. Right, and that's what the Karbana Eda says. Afilu beregel sheni tochal mishal baila. Even at the regal sheni, the first yantif that she goes to her father's house, you know, it counts. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky assumes that this is another question. The question was not answered. What if she goes the second time? What if she goes la olam forever? What if she goes the 10th time? She doesn't go the first 9 yamim tovim. And then she goes the 10th one. So is that, is she going to still have regular redufin? Right, so that's the question, right? So it's an imtim salomar. It says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, imtim salomar de regal sheni asa ke regal redufin. Mi neima de la olam yesh la regal redufin. Shem lo halcha af b'sheni u b'shlishi le beis aviha. Mi yasa regal revi'i. Yasa revi'i regal redufin. V'chein la olam. So that's the question that is asked. And Pashup Shah, that this is an umdina. So do we assume that the first time she goes, you know, she's thinking about her father too? Right? Pashup Shah, is it an umdina? Is it something more fundamental than just an umdina? Unclear. But it seems like an umdina. The question is, do we say that she is connected? Good. Almana, maushi yela regal redufin. What about almana? What about if she had a, what's the case of almana? So the Gemara says, the Pnei Moshe explains, in the fifth one line, that they both shechted, her husband shechted for her before Yantif, and then her husband died. So do we say that she for sure only wants to be with her father? Or do we say no, she still wants to be connected to her husband? Says the Pnei Moshe, good sheshachar ala bailo v'meis, acharkach v'sheshachar ala aviha, v'hu regala rishon, achar nisueha. It's the first. Do we say still? It's either one. Odilma din name, or do we say maybe kiva chemes baila mistama in daita el bishalavia? Do we say no? Mistama her father, because her husband's not in the picture anymore. That's the question about almana. So Gemara answers, Nishma'ina minhada. Well, let's learn it from the language of the Mishnah. The Pnei Moshe assumes that there's an extra phrase. Halcha regal harishon la asos bebeis aviha. If she goes to first yantif to do bebeis aviha, says the Pnei Moshe, continuing what we just read. Midiktani la asos bebeis aviha, from the fact that it says she goes to first yantif la asos bebeis aviha. Velo sagi le lemisni regal harishon. And it doesn't just first say regal harishon. It adds lasos beis avia shachar ala avia, right? You would know if her father is shechting for her that she's in beis avia. What is it adding? Lasos beis avia, says the Pnei Moshe, elolav hakamashmalan de la olam. She olechas lasos beis avia. It must be that whenever she goes to beis avia, afilu kishenis almana achar shachar ala baila, even if she becomes an almana, yesh la din regal redufin v'tocham achav she rotsa. Maybe it's adding that phrase. And she goes to Beis Aviyah. Whenever she goes to Beis Aviyah, you're going to have this halacha. That's what's added maybe by that phrase. So the Gemara answers, according to how the Pnei Moshe reads it, maybe that's not true. Who says that's how you read the Mishnah? Right? Maybe that phrase, that extra phrase of Lasos Beis Aviyah is not telling me, whenever she goes to Beis Aviyah, you're going to have this suffix, and you can have either one. Maybe it's teaching you one of the following two things. Maybe that extra line is teaching me, Ohada Amra, La'olam Yesh La Regal Redufin. Right, maybe that line is teaching me that whenever, even if it's not the first yantif, it's considered regal redufin. Right, that's what the line is teaching me. As the again, Pnei Moshe says, "Dochi lo hashas to mehalcha lo tifshon." Right, it says lasos beis aviyah to teach that you always have regal redufin even after the first yantif. You don't think it's only the first one. Ela calls manchi redufa lebeis aviyah. If it's the regal rishon that she went there, she could have the choice. She could have the choice. Or, back to the Gemara, Ohada Amra, Almana Yesh La Regal Redufin. Or it's teaching me, and Almana also has this halacha. Whenever she goes to Beis Aviyah, even if she's an Almana, are the two questions that we just dealt with a few lines ago. Maybe this last line is teaching me one of those two halachas. And therefore, don't say that it's a raya, that it would apply in all cases. Okay. So again, we tried to bring it as a question, meaning what the Gemara just said, maybe it can be a raya. We brought this, we're trying to figure out almana. So it can bring a raya from almana, or it doesn't have to be. Maybe it's teaching me about almana. Maybe it's teaching me that there's always regular redufin even after the first one. And therefore there's no raya. And that's how generally the Gemara says, whatever the Gemara says, that there's a Mishnah or a Braisa that you can read either way, that's not saying it's for sure not a raya. It's not saying for sure it is a raya. But because it's not muchrach, so it's not considered a raya. As the Pnei Moshe here says, v'silhacha kamatchile, v'silhacha kamatchile. V'lo tivsho midi. And you can't prove it from that case. Good. Says the Gemara, one more limit. Amar Rav Yossi Barbun, tipato, tiftor. When we say the question about almana that we're not sure about, the only shayla is, sheish labanim ve'in labal. right? Even if you want to say that it's a raya, even if you want to say it's a raya that there's a question about which side she's with, but she's an almana, that's only if she has children. If she has children, the Gemara assumes, then you have a question, does she want to be with her husband, Shechita? Because after all, she's still connected to her husband through the children. Or do we say no, that she's with her father? I want to be with my children. I want to be my husband shechted for my children, and therefore I want to be with my children also. But the Gemara is assuming that if there are no children, then for sure she would go back to the father. If there are no children, Almana would go back to the father. Maybe that's based on the idea of by Truma, if she is a married to a Kohen, she, as we know, the Din Daraisa. If she goes back to her, she keeps eating truma as long as she has any progeny from the husband. But if she doesn't have any progeny, then she goes back to the father. Okay, that's a din daraisa. In this case here, it more seems to be more of an umdinah. Maybe it's patterned after that. Okay, once we're on the topic of women, the parak ha'isha, so now we get into heavy discussions of zman grama, of when are women obligated in Korban Pesach? So one would think that for sure, no, there are days here in the Yerushalmi that women are not chayiv in matzah and maybe not in Korban Pesach. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Pisklan Shel Nashim Rishos. Rabbi Elazar holds, here we are three lines to the bottom, that Korban Pesach for women is a Rishos. There is no chayiv. But even though it's a Rishos, why? Because it's a mitzvah zaseh zman grama, still, v'dochen alav es haShabbos. But it's still docha Shabbos. It still has that power. Even though it's a mitzvah for Shus, it is doche Shabbos. That is a strong, important chiddush. The whole psur of mitzvah says is van grama, as it was learned out from Sukkim. The Abu Draham is one of the Rishonim, one of the few Rishonim who I think give a svara, right? Ultimately, it's based on Xeris HaKasav, but gives a svara. The Abu Draham in Shar Shlishi, here on Beish Chafhei, discusses the Tam. His lashon is Lefisha ha'isha mishubedes labayla lasos tzrachav. The im ha'isa mechuyeves b'mitzvahs elu, a woman has loyalties and mishubedes labayla. I like to expand this to mean that somebody has to take care of the kids, and there are family responsibilities that have to be done. And if both husband and wife have to be involved in mitzvahs that are time based and time limited, then it's going to create a lot of pressure and friction. And if she does what Hashem wants, not what her family needs, then woe to the mibayla. The lashon, then what about what Hashem Baruch Hu asks you to do? Lefichach patra habori mi mitzvosav kedei she shalom beinish leishto. Right, so the Kolbo also says. That's the svara given. Ultimately, it's a gzeiras hakasav, but that is the svara given that it has to be. Someone has to not be bound by the time mitzvahs in order for the betterment of the family. The definition of zman grama, we haven't spoken about this in a while, is also interesting. How do you define zman grama? Because there are some mitzvahs that are not clear that it is a zman grama. Again, like we mentioned, I think in the last year. There are some mitzvahs that are clear. Lulav and shofar and sukkah and the three Megillah, Dalet Kosos and Chanukah would have been a p'tur, but without the principle of Afi Noyeh Boso Anes. Right? So all of those are zman grumas potentially. But let's say the Bris Milah. Is Bris Milah zman grumah? That's the discussion of all the Rishonim in Kiddushin on Daf Chavtes, where Tosfos, we did without this recently, I think a few weeks ago, right, why the Gemara has to quote a pasuk to exclude a woman from being mal her son, isn't it just a zman grama? So there are various answers given. Maybe it's like the opinion that Bris Milah could be once the day eight comes, it could be day and night. Maybe zman grama is only if there is a beginning time and an ending time. But if there is no ending time, so then that's not called a zman grama. The Ritva says, maybe zman grama is only where there is a mitzvah shebegufo. A mitzvah shebegufo, I have to shake a lulav, I have to sin the sukkah, that is a zman grama. But if it is a mitzvah that has to do with someone else, right, the Ritva's language is bismila, it has to do with the child, right, it's a mitzvah al bina, right, so then she's not ptura, based on zman grama, because it involves someone else. What about Kiddush Levana? and Bikurim and Sfiras HaOmer. So if you put all of those together, it could be a definition that we can learn. If you look in the Chachma Shlomo, of Shlomo Kluger on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchis Kiddush Levana, in Simon Taf Chaf Hey, Taf Chaf Vav, it's in Hilchis Rosh Chodesh, Birchas HaLevana. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that if you see the Levana Bichidusha, you make a bracha. Asher B'mamar, Bar Shechakim, V'rapiv, Kol Tzva'am, you make the bracha. And the Magad Avram quotes, here, Nashim Peturos. Women are Peturos from this bracha. The Shulchan doesn't say a word. Magad Avram. The mitzvah zaseh shazman gramahu. It's a mitzvah zaseh shazman grama. V'yav agav dehem akaimus kamah zaseh kugon sukkah. And even though women do zman gramas often, become makom mitzvah zu ein makaimim. But they shouldn't do this mitzvah. V'bnei shehem garmu pagam halavana. Because they caused the pagam of the levana. What does that mean? Something to do with chava. It always goes back to chava. But heim garmu pagam halavana, according to that from the Shlach Kadosh. So the Magen Avraham says it is a zman grama, but women shouldn't do it because him garmu pagam halavana. If you look in the Chachma Shlomo right here, he says, I don't think this is a zman grama. I don't think this is a zman grama. What's a zman grama? A mitzvah that you could do every day of the year, but only one day or 2 days is it a mitzvah. Lulav I could shake every day of the year. Shofar I could blow every day of the year. It happens to be if I shake a lulav in the middle of the summer, it's not a mitzvah. If I blow a shofar in the middle of the summer, it's not a mitzvah. Right? So that's a zman grama. The zman is goreim for the act to be a mitzvah. But if it's that the reality of the situation of the mitzvah only exists at certain times of the year, that's not zman gorim the mitzvah, that's zman gorim the conditions for the mitzvah, and that's not a zman grama, says the Chachma Shlomo. What's the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana? To make a bracha to Hashem as the moon is getting bigger. So the second half of the month, the moon is not getting bigger. So that's not a zman grama. That's the situation of the mitzvah. The mitzvah Nisan. You can do it any day. Atu havi la mini'a mikoach hazman, ze havi hamini'a miguf hamitzvah. The mitzvah's reality doesn't exist. Shloshaicha az, mimanavshach, im kvar birech pamachas ariyasa loshach bracha od, pam base, kivish kvar birech pamachas, lu yihi yadavi pri chadash, just like you get another pri. If you saw it made a bracha once, then it's not a mitzvah anymore. Vatu yichashi bezezman grama ze vadai. Eino, de'ena mania mikoach hazman, and then he says, lo shayach od bracha mikoach de matcheles lehis katein acharkach. Divgen avim minias habracha she'im kan guf hadover levarich alav v'chulu. And Rav Yisrael Perlau says in his Akdama to his big fat three volumes in one of those pages, he says it would be the same thing about bikurim. Bikurim, is that a zman grama? You only bring Bikurim between, the mitzvah is to bring Bikurim between Shavuos and Sukkot, and Shavuos and Hanukkah. But, and it doesn't mean that you can bring Bikurim other times. No, the way he looks at it, he quotes this, the Chachma Shlomo, the mitzvah only exists at this time. Like, maybe, some say, Sfiras HaOmer. There is a Ramban, right? Sfiras HaOmer, Ramban in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Daled. That Sfiras HaOmer is not a zman grama. And all the Akronim say, what are you talking about? Sfiras HaOmer is the ultimate zman grama. Some say it's a Tos Sofer, it's a mistake in the Ramban. It can't be. It has to be that it is a zman grama. And others say no. Because the mitzvah is to count between Pesach and Shavuos. So when it's not between Pesach and Shavuos, the conditions for the mitzvah don't exist. It's not that there's a mitzvah to count. There could be a mitzvah to count that you don't say the mitzvah is to count. The mitzvah is to count between Pesach and Shavuos. And that only exists at certain times. Okay. So back to our Gemara. So Rabbi Elazar says that Karban Pesach, women are, it's a reshus. They can, but it is Docha Shabbos. Which is interesting though, if it's a Rishus, how can it be Docha Shabbos? Rav Elchanan, the last two pieces in the Kovet Shiurim of Kiddushin, Rav Elchanan asks a parallel type of question. Do you say Asi Docha Losa say by Mitzvah's Rishus? Do you say you could violate an Isser based on a Mitzvah's Rishus? So that's the question Rabbi Chanan deals with, so it's similar to this question. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Pisklan shal nashim b'shal avadim rishus. He adds, not only is Karban Pesach of a woman is vankrama, but also avadim and Eved Kenani. We know that Eved Kenani's mitzvahs, Chiyah mitzvahs, is generally parallel to nashim. There are differences between the two, but it's generally parallel. So, and Rabbi Lazar says, Kol shekein dar lavet ha-shabbos. And Rabbi Lazar says, surely it should be Docha Shabbos. What do you mean, surely? What's the Kol Shekein? The Pnei Moshe has two days here. The second day is that Avadim, they have the potential to be Meshuchrar, and totally, and they'll become fully Chayiv in the Mitzvahs. So surely if a woman who will never be become Chayiv fully in the Mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, surely in Eved. Matzasan Mahi. What's this question? Matzasan Mahi, says the Karban Eid. The question is, are women obligated in the Mitzvah of Matzah? So we know what we paskin. But here the Gemara is asking. So the Gemara is suggesting, Rabbi Lazar, Omar Chova. Rabbi Lazar says, yes, Chova. No matter what, women are obligated. Even if, this is Rabbi Lazar, meaning Rabbi Lazar is saying that even if you say they're Pater Vakor and Pesach, they're Chayiv and Matzah. Those two don't always go together. Rabbi Zeira Omar, Rabbi Zeira says, no, Bimachlokes. Switch the Girsa. It's a Machlokes, meaning whatever you say about Pesach, you'd say about Matzah. That's Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Hila Amar Devri Akol. Rabbi Hila says, no, Devri Akol. Everybody agrees, even if you say the potter from Pesach, they're chayiv in matzah based on the hekesh. As we'll see. Matzisa Basai Ladin, Matzisa Basai Ladin, there's a brisa to support each. Masnisa Misaila Rabbi Zeira. Chazeres Marer. Matzah U Pesach, Laila Harishon, Chova. All of these are obligations first night. Bashar Kalayam in Rishus. And all the other nights are rishus. For all of these mitzvahs, as we know, matzah and maror and pesach. Add in, the Karban Eidah here quotes another shita based on a brisa elsewhere. Rabbi Shimon Omer, banashim chova, banashim rishus. No, only by men are they obligatory. Banashim rishus. So you see this brisa has a machlokes about matzah. Machlokes about a maror, whether women are obligated. So that's a raya to Rabbi Zeira. Masnisa Masaila Rabbi Hila, but another Bryce says, supports Rabbi Hila, that no matter what, women are obligated in Pesach, even if they say they're pater from Pesach, obligated in Matzah, even if they're pater from Pesach, they're obligated in Matzah, based on the Hekish that we are familiar with. In the same Pasuk, Gev Chametz and Matzah, Eshu B'Altochal Chametz, how are you become Achol Matzah? Whoever is obligated in the Isser of Chametz is obligated in the Mitzvah Matzah. That's everybody. V'Nashim Ho V'Hein B'Altochal Chametz, since women are obligated in the Isser of Chametz, how are you become Achol Matzah? Then they're obligated in the Mitzvah Matzah. Says the Gemara, okay, that's a Hekesh. But what about the rule is van grama? That doesn't override. Vatanina kol mitzvah seish van grama anashim chayavim anashim peturos. Right? Doesn't that override? Answer, no. Amar bimana chomer hi mitzvah saseh shi ba mikach bilo saseh. This mitzvah saseh is connected to a lo saseh. Pasha p'tada means there's a hekesh here. There's a hekesh here. And therefore, mitzvah saseh is connected to the lo saseh of chametz, and therefore, we say that women would be obligated. Right? If you look in the Tov Yerushalayim in the back, he says that even though we have the hekish of tefillin and zvan grama, so why should one hekish beat the other hekish? That's what Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying that this hekish of chametz and matzah is a stronger, so to speak. That hekish beats and trumps the hekish of the zvan grama mucker. Period. Va'asya. Says Rav Chaim Kadievsky here, this line is borrowed from Maseches Chala, because it's a parallel type of line. That there is a story, the last Mishnah in Chala. The last Mishnah in Chala has a story that Yosef HaKohen, it says a few things that he did. He brought Bikurim from wine and oil, and they didn't accept it. It has to be grapes and olives. And then it says, Af hu hela es banav es b'nei beis olas es pesach katam Yerushalayim. He brought his wife and children for the Pesach Sheni in Yerushalayim, Vechziru, and they did not accept, they didn't allow his wife. Specifically, that's what we assume this means. They didn't let his wife do Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah there gives a reason. Our Gemara is going to give two reasons. One of the reasons, the reason excited the Mishnah. Maybe this Gemara didn't have the reason in the Mishnah. Well, let's leave it for now before reading the reason given in the Mishnah. But now, Vyasya, that Mishnah, why didn't they accept his wife to do Pesach Sheni? So Vyasya, Commander Amar, must be that the Rabbanan who rejected his wife there hold like Pisklan Shal Nashim Rishus. It must be that they hold that Korban Pesach for a woman is a Rishus, even the first one. So the second one, you can't even bring at all. So the Gemara now says, Tani, there's really 3 days, and we'll have to get back to this in the ninth parak. Tani, Ha'isha Osa Pesach HaRishon Ma'atzma Vasheni Tfeil HaChayrim, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds women are obligated in the Pesach Rishon. That's why they could even do it for themselves. Let's say, according to the day of the Tanam, that you can bring Korban Pesach for one person, even for one woman, La'atzma. But the second one, Tfeil HaChayrim, she could combine with others, because it's a Rishus. Rabbi Yosa Omer Ha'isha Osa Pesach Sheni La'atzma. Afilu B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yosa says, no, women are obligated even in Pesach Sheni. And therefore, even on Shabbos, even by yourself, Ein Tzorach Lomar Rishon, for sure the Rishon. Rishon ben Elazar Omer, Ha'ish Osa Pesach Rishon, Tfeila La'Cherim. No, even Pesach Rishon is only a Rishus for the women. And therefore, she could do it with others. They know Osa Pesach Sheni, but she can't do Pesach Sheni at all. Right? She's Mufka, and that's the Shita of the Rabbanan, who did not accept the wife of Yosef HaKohen. They must hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. My time with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir, what are the reasons now? My time with Rabbi Meir, what are the reasons, the source for Rabbi Meir? Remember, my time in Yerushalmi often means the makar. So, ish, se lebeis avos, se labayis. Right, that's the pasuk. And man, se lebeis avos, and we assume se labayis, that second phrase is the wife. Imratzu labayis. And even though this pasuk is like Pesach Rishon, the Mefarshim explain how the Rabbi Meir thinks it's extra, therefore it could be referring to Pesach Sheni, and it's referring to that phrase, se labayis, it means imratzu labayis, it's a choice. For Pesach Sheni, they want labayis. My time with Rabbi Yossi who says that she's obligated fully, in everything, ish selaves avos, kol shekein labayis. Right, if it's labayis avos for the family, surely for the bias, but for the wife, because that's ishto kugufo. My time there, Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, ish vilo isha. Ish, it says, Pesach Rishon, vilo isha, and not for the wife. Ma makaymen, Rabbanan ish, what do the Rabbanan do with the word ish? Prat lakatan, excluding a katan. Right, what does it mean, excluding a katan? A katan is always pater, says Tosfos, says that it means even if a katan is this gadol between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, that's excluding prat lekatan, excluding the katan in that case that he wasn't yotze. He wasn't yotze. He was yotze. Let's see a Rambam about that. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah here gives a second reason why they pushed her off. Not because she's not obligated, but even if she's still Rishus, and you could have accepted her Pesach Sheni, because he was a very famous person, and if you allowed his wife to do it, it shouldn't be that everybody thinks that, oh, see, the woman's doing this, and it's a chova. It's obligatory for the woman to do it. So that's what the language of the Mishnah there that we have in Chala. So this is the second reason why they didn't accept from Yosef HaKohen's wife, either because mufka, like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, or shalikava davar chova, so people shouldn't think that it is obligatory. Okay, we'll stop here.